Everything you see from the record. Okay. Is on the record.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's all podcasting.
Hello, Tent.
Welcome to Tent. Thank you for having me in the tent. I loved podcasts. Welcome to Big Tent.
Well, Gabby and I had an idea for
40 seconds, and all we've said is "Welcome to Tent." Sorry, that's what the people need. Sorry, Annabeth, this is a prescient topic.
You guys introduced me to the
We haven't even introduced ourselves. Okay, I'm Gabby. And what's your name?
I'm Annabeth.
Oh, I'm Leo.
J-Sweet Annabeth.
I would never speak in French. That's the first hint that you know it's not me. This week's podcast is about the French and how we don't like him. Yeah, I didn't choose that topic, though. Gabby and Leo did. They hate French people, and they talk about it all the time.
Can this
just be me talking?
Yeah, keep going, please.
Okay. Now you guys go.
Annabeth is close. I'm feeling like this podcast is about the power of women, because there's two more women than men in this episode. And we also wanted to start out the episode with a powerful tribute.
Let's talk about guy stuff.
She one of the most powerful women ever, Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, Big Tents. Today we're here, and we have a guest, Annabeth Mann. She's a comedian. That part doesn't matter. We're here because Elizabeth Holmes just put out an open call from jail for people who see her tweet to send her books to read in jail. If you don't know, Elizabeth Holmes is the founder of the company Theranos, which promised that with just one drop of blood, they could test for any disease.
You guys are really, like, inspired by her, right? Generally?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's awesome.
As a woman?
Yeah. She's the first woman to work.
She's the only woman to ever found her own company.
Last year, she even founded her own child.
She did?
Yeah, she's...
In jail?
Okay, I think it might have been, like, a while ago. But,
Motherhood is so inspiring. Holmes. So
That's all I care about.
What are we going to send to her?
Okay, Annabeth. No, first of all, do you know what she looks like?
She looks like the girl from Mean Girls who did the weather with the boobs.
No, that's who played her in the movie. That's who played her in the show.
Yes, yeah, so
in the
looks,
show about
so
her.
So she looks like her. Why would they choose an actress who looks nothing like her?
Because Amanda Seyfried is the actress of our generation.
You don't make any sense. This is what we should send her. I think we should send her... Oh. Let's send her some baby books for her baby. And some books on how to not go into jail.
It's pretty late.
Let's send her a book that's hollowed out and inside's a knife.
Okay. I was thinking my favorite book in 10th grade, which was The Color Purple. We could just send her that.
Is that actually the title of a book, or are you just talking about The Color Purple?
No, that's actually it's a really good book. It's about black queer love, if you're not familiar with that.
How do you feel like, what do you think it would do for her?
It does a lot for anybody. Anybody who reads it benefits from that book.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think, like, it's nice of you to just recommend a book you genuinely like, you know?
What else are we doing here? I'm sorry, she said she wanted good books in jail.
She said good?
She didn't say good, she said books. Leo, what was the word?
Annabeth is more directed towards Elizabeth Holmes' particular situation, but yours is more of just, you know, you love this book, so you feel like she'll love it too. I think that's, I think both approaches are very kind, you know?
But which one's
the best?
So
you're gonna try and dunk on me now?
But whose is better?
Yeah. Whose approach is better? This is what the episode can be. Two women, and we're in competition with everything we say and do.
Women's, okay, this episode is called Women's Rights or Women's Wrongs. and we're fighting for the attention of a man.
Yeah.
Leo. What do you think?
Like, guys, I wasn't paying attention, I'm sorry.
What? What are you paying attention to?
There's some bit in my mind.
What was it?
I was, while you guys were talking, I was trying to think of what book I'd send her. So
did you think of one or not?
Yeah, what are you going to send her?
I'm looking at my bookshelf right now. Jesus. I didn't even finish Underworld. I liked the half of it I read, but I don't know. She's smarter than me. Maybe she would like Underworld.
Mm. Well, only one of you is in jail, so who's smarter now? I just called you smart.
I feel like, why is she asking for books?
Well, I imagine she, like, read all of the books in the jail library, and now she's bored. She wants to be entertained.
I think she's being a pick-me.
Oh my god.
They read every single book that they had in jail. I need more.
I can't get enough of these books. I'm so literary. Now her voice is really high.
All of my friends are books.
She changed her voice to be really high. Ooh, what about like, okay. What about we send her like a songbook, like a Great American Songbook, but it's for all of like the bass or baritone songs, because she is, because right. She has that deep voice that's real.
Right. Or at least, you know she's working on the deep voice. Like, she wants
to lead into
that
more. It's awesome. I think it's awesome that she has a fake voice.
Yeah, I mean, she got it.
Is that
character.
A train outside your window?
Sounds like
yeah,
a train.
Yeah, it's a train. It's the Amtrak. I think maybe Elizabeth Holmes would like the Jurassic Park book. Because
what makes
it's
you
about
say that?
Ambition. It's about like science. It's about pushing the limits. The book is a lot more boring than the movie, which I think she's into. She wants to come off as someone who likes really boring stuff. And so I think she would impress all of her new friends she's making by reading Jurassic Park instead of watching the movie.
Oh yeah. She could be really into books that are like a lot of people only watched the movie and didn't read the books. You know what we should send her? Harry Potter.
She wouldn't understand
it. I can see her
it.
And JK being pals.
Annabeth thinks she wouldn't get it.
She wouldn't get it.
Why do you think she wouldn't get
She'd
it?
She'd be like,
She's... honestly don't really know who Elizabeth Holmes is. I know she's that lady from The Thing, from the show with the blonde girl. And I don't know that many books either. I know books. I know how to read. But I don't.
What are your favorite books?
I don't know.
You don't have to get defensive. No one was questioning whether you knew how to read.
I like Harry Potter. I like other books as well.
Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't realize we invited someone on who couldn't read.
I like nonfiction.
I just feel
like Edith Wilson's memoir.
I just, now she's making stuff up.
You guys.
Leo, I'm sorry. We should move on.
I just want to say quick that if you send Elizabeth Holmes Harry Potter, I'm sure she's already said, right, that she's like, I want to show women that they can be Harry Potter.
With just one drop of blood,
I think
you can be Harry Potter too.
I think her voice would turn British.
With just one drop of blood, I remember going to the beach with my uncle.
She had a stump speech for all her Theranos things. She would say,
what does stump mean?
A stump speech is like one speech that a politician or a public figure gives like all the time.
Oh.
Like Chuck Schumer's stump speech.
Why do they call it a stump speech? Because it stumps everybody?
Yeah, because it gets everyone thinking. Everyone's like, oh, doy doy, I'm so stumped. I can't even think.
You have to carve it into it. You have to cut a tree down and carve it into the stump.
It's true.
Before you can say it. That's true.
All right.
Annabeth works at the Bell House, where they have a show called The Moth, where people tell stories. And we're all big fans of this show, so we thought we would do it a little bit today. I like The Moth. I like how everybody, all these special things happen to all these people, and we have to all applaud them for it. So the only thing that would be better is if it could be us telling the stories. So that's what I wanted to do today a little bit.
Okay.
Leo, do you want to go first?
Wait, no, we need a theme. We need a theme.
Yeah, we need first theme. You guys go. First theme is respect. Tell a story about like respect.
So, and we're trying to do really good here with these stories?
Yeah, of course. What? Well, there's no bad stuff allowed on this podcast.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no, this conversation so far about books has been super cool.
way more people are going to listen to books or learn about... Everyone who listens to this is going to get into books now.
I hate books. I love books. On the record, I love books.
So we're telling stories that we would tell on The Moth, and our first theme is respect. Annabeth, do you have a... Annabeth, do you have a story?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell it?
Okay. And the best stories on The Moth are always the ones that they make up on the spot. So it's kind of like this one now. But it's true. Is there a lawnmower in your background now?
So this has never happened before, and I don't know what is happening.
No, it's not here. It's there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Leo, do you have a lawnmower?
Someone is leaf blowing my driveway.
You see? Which
they've never done before, but
whoa.
Someone must have told them I was doing a podcast right now. They're trying to get rid of podcasts in Oregon right now.
Sorry, I'm touching.
To turn down, turn down the heat, kind of.
All right, well, talk about respect. That guy. So... I, in my life, have experienced tons of respect.
There is... The lawnmower is very loud. I just want to say, first thing.
Not to be a diva.
It's a leaf blower.
Okay, sorry to misgender her, but not to be a diva, but it's really loud.
I think we can play with it. Okay.
Okay, we're playing with it. We're playing with form.
What if we started a song... What if we started doing a song right now, and that's kind of like the back of it, you know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, ready?
Yes, do harmonies. I'm a baby and I was born in jail.
Boom. Dun, dun, dun. Boom, boom, boom.
Cares more about books than me.
Boom. Dun, 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 dun.
She's got a really low voice. I thought she was my dad.
Boom, 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 boom.
And all this jail time is making me sad.
He's only leaf blowing dust. It's just dust.
It's
not even going
dust.
That far.
From the perspective of the leaf blower.
Okay, wait. Here's a rap from a leaf blower's perspective. You do the music.
Okay.
Every day's a struggle. Every day's a tumble. My name is Dust. And I ain't no Rust. I'm just a little thing in the driveway, and everyone wants to see me and drive away, but they don't know the real me. With respect, I like to read. Okay, I think we can tell the stories now. I think it sounds like the leaf blower went heard our music and was like, we gotta go download this.
I was supposed to say, I think this is the best podcast. And I've been really long-term fans of you guys and your podcast.
Thanks, ever since the first episode?
Yeah.
What did you like most?
It was a huge relief.
I think that you, listen, you guys are both from New York City. You gotta talk about it. No, who's from New York City? Nobody.
Okay, so I remember when I was at the Liberty Bell. Oh, wait, that's Philly.
That's Philly. Okay. My God.
I remember when I was at the Bull.
Oh, my God. Liberty Bell? What the fuck? Why is that even in your mind? Why is that even subconscious?
I was thinking of the Bull on Wall Street.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, those are different things. That is not.
I love how they put statues. There's Bell and Bull.
I love how they put that little inspiring little statue of the girl standing up to the Liberty Bell.
That girl
grew
up to be Elizabeth Holmes. Not to do a clever callback on here.
Yeah.
Every minute she really stood up to that bell.
She wasn't scared of it at all. She saw there was a big old stupid crack in it.
Leo, what did you like best about growing up in New York City? Was it the lights, the action, the buildings?
Yeah.
My story about respect is one time.
You have 5 minutes, by the way.
Okay, yeah, we're at the...
We'll make a soft, gentle ding when you've reached the 5 minute mark.
We're at the moth. You have 5 minutes.
And
begin. My story about respect is that...
I think he's a feminist.
When a strange man walked out front of my window while I was talking in the podcast and he turned on the machine that made the noise, at first I thought I was being disrespected. But then I realized that he was moving the dust around and that's actually really hard to do. And that he probably has a family and he has thoughts. And that's how I learned that respect isn't just towards myself. Respect is also towards the man with the machine in his hand who blows the dust around. And that's respect to me, and that's how I found respect in my heart. And now me and him are married.
So that with the rest of your 5 minutes, do you cede your time?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
He has 5 minutes, I think.
Okay. And just so you guys know, at the Bell House, other place.
The Moth.
We have scores that we keep of people's stories, so we're actually scoring the story right now.
Mm-hmm. From 1 to 10.
From 1 to 10.
Oh, nice. He's coming back.
Can you bring him in? Can you bring him in?
He can't hear me. He has headphones on.
Oh, so do you!
You guys have so much in common.
He doesn't even know that he's in the story right now. Oh my God, the leaves are moving too. Wow, it sounds so
cool. He's getting closer.
It's pretty much.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, what's happening to the leaves?
Oh.
Yeah, they're definitely moving through.
I like it.
I love it. Yeah, it's made me a little tingly.
Honestly, anyway, yeah, it's kind of like ASMR, but it hurts more.
Yeah. I like when ASMR is so painful.
Yeah.
I cede my time.
Okay. What's our next theme?
No, I need another one about respect.
Your score is a 7.
I think your score is a 4.
Gabby, we don't go lower. We don't go lower than 7.
Okay, sorry, your score is a 7.
Yeah.
Your score is a 7.1.
7's pretty good, I agree. I thought it was a good story, too.
Okay, you need another theme?
I have a story about respect.
Yeah, what's your respect story?
What's your respect story?
Okay, so 5 minutes on the clock, right?
5 minutes on the clock. Time starts now.
Okay, so I got onto a plane. Actually, it never starts there. Sorry. So I got into a car, and I'm driving to the airport, right? Turn right, turn left, go up, go down. Ugh, I'm a little bit lost, but Maps always knows the way forward. Shout out Apple Maps. I pull up to the airport. I say, thank you, Uber driver. No tip for you, but I appreciate you and your service and your time and your energy. Yes, King. Drive safe for the rest of your day. I get out. I go up to security. I'm a little bit nervous. Because I have a weed pen in my bag. But to disguise the weed pen, I put it inside the ring of a notebook, surrounded by 2 other pens, and then I threw 10 more pens into my bag. So my bag is filled with pens. My bag got stopped. They pulled out the notebook. They said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. They let me go. First obstacle complete. And then I made my way to my gate. I ate a hard-boiled egg. Really slowly. Yum. Then I boarded the plane. And when I got onto the plane, I sat down and I was all alone in my row. And I thought, man, I don't get no respect. Nobody's sitting next to me. Man, that really stinks. The plane takes off. I go to sleep. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I hear out of the corner of my eye. I see a flight attendant. Who are you? I say. Get off of me. Get away from me. The flight attendant says, don't worry. This will only last a second.
What? Sorry. There's an outburst from the crowd.
I say, oh man, I don't get no respect. As the flight attendant sticks her fingers down my throat. I'm like, ma'am, I asked for peanuts. She's like, my fingers are salty enough. I say, I'm gonna tell on you. So your boss, the pilot. She says, he'll never believe you. I run up to the cockpit. The pilot's like, hey, you wanna take a picture with me? I said, no, your flight attendant's being really weird. He says, I don't believe you. I say, oh, crap. I don't get no respect. And then I go back to my seat. I sleep, mouth open, ready for whatever may come my way. Flash forward 5 weeks later. I'm in the grass. Grass all around. Woo, yum. Flash forward 10 weeks later. I'm at work now. There's this big guy there. He's like really mad about something. I don't know what. He's being real mean. He ain't following no rules. So I go up to him. I say, hey man, you gotta go. He says, no. I say, come on. He says, you're weak. And I said, no, I'm not. Get out of here. And he left. Moral of the story, never give up. Respect. I concede the rest of my time.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Leo, that's a 10 out of 10.
Do you think so?
First of all, I just think I learned a lot more even about respect than I learned from that thing that happened to me in that last story. which, by the way, happened to be 15 years ago. I forgot to mention. That wasn't talking about the guy who's out there right now. But yeah, thank you so much for your words, Annabeth. I think I just, you know, airplane is a place where respect comes up a lot in our lives more than usual. And so in that way, I really, think we can all take something, from that about airplane generally, pretty much.
Thank you. I know I said that I was, like, kind of making things up on the fly, but actually, like I, like, took a while last night. I, like, drank some tea, and I just, like, wrote in my book for, like, hours.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just, like, what came out. And I was eating these peanuts, and I was like, wow, this really brings back some strong memories for me. And I'm happy that you guys were able to resonate, and thank you for giving me a platform.
And we all knew that when you said on the fly, you meant the airplane.
Yeah.
You meant the story. What the story was about airplane.
Wait, actually, that went over my head.
And that's why
I thought it would go over your head. I think very little.
Just like airplane. It goes over our head like airplane does every day when you look up.
Every single day.
And that's why I would like to passionately present you with a 7 for that story, which is the same great score that my great story got before.
What? No. I reject this scoring.
You're welcome. No, seriously, it was really good. Don't reject it. Don't be so hard yourself. I'm serious. It's 7.
A 7 is a great score.
Just like my story got.
I only gave it a 10 because I cried. And when you cry, it's an auto 10.
Right. Which is absurd. It's almost insulting to give something a 10. It's almost condescending and patronizing. So I'm glad. I feel good about giving Annabeth the same score that I got, which was a really good score.
So. Okay. Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll incorporate this into another story about respect.
Yeah, I guess if you want to.
But speaking of, I do have my own story of respect.
Oh, please share.
Okay.
Ready? 5 minutes on the clock.
Time starts now?
Yeah.
Okay. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's a common joke, you see, and a lot of people do start jokes that way. But I see things a little bit differently. You see, when I think of someone knocking on your door, I don't think of a silly knock, knock joke. Not with my childhood that I had. See, when I was growing up, knock knocks were a thing of of pain. Because knock knock was exactly what the police said to kidnap my mother. He said, knock knock. My mother said, who's there? The person said, police. She joked. She was so funny before she died. Police who? Police need to come into your house. She looked at me. I was only 7. Sorry, I'm crying. I'm crying.
It's okay.
She said, I don't get it. What's the punchline? My mom was a huge comedy fan. You see, she grew up on people like Don Rickles. And Bob Hope.
Don't cry. It's okay.
Sorry, I'm crying.
It's okay. Let it out.
I just cried.
Let it out.
Last night,
Let it out. You have 3 more minutes.
Don't cry. His name is John Rickles.
It is.
That's his name. He's everyone's favorite comedian.
Don is a silly nickname. It's hilarious. It's
so real and so raw.
His actual birth name is John Rickles. And we think he's hilarious.
Well, that's what my mom thought his name was. She was a huge fan. She said, see, I love knock knock jokes, but that one doesn't sound so familiar to me. I was only 7, so I said, well, maybe you could answer the door. Maybe the punchline is different this time. It turns out it was. My mom was kidnapped and taken to jail the very next day. Her crime? Being too beautiful. Why? I don't know. But it really taught me a lot about respect. Namely, that the police didn't respect her. And mainly, to respect the idea that knock knock isn't a joke to some people. Now flash forward. I'm 31 years old.
Ew.
Every party I go to, everyone's telling knock knock jokes. In a way, I can't blame them. They all think it's kind of a funny game. And hell, with everything going on in this dog shit country, maybe they should. But not me. I see it differently. When I hear knock knock, who's there? Guess who I think is there? My mom. I cede my time.
Wow.
Oops. I want you guys to both take a moment to just process whatever feelings come up for you, and if you do need to leave the room, I am okay with that.
Can I say a feeling that came up, like, while you were telling the story?
Yeah.
It seems like it's sort of, like, your fault that your mom got kidnapped by the police.
Okay, well, that's a very subjective feeling.
You were like, oh, answer the door, maybe it's funny. You must really regret that. Thank you for sharing that. I'm gonna give you a 7.
You know, I appreciate that, but that actually was not a part of my personal experience of the story, but I do understand that with artistic interpretations, people do see it a different way, but that's actually not my journey or my experience.
Sometimes you need to listen in between the lines, Gabby.
Okay.
And, you know, just because it's your fault doesn't mean that you're stupid or anything.
Yeah.
I didn't think.
You're smart.
Right.
Thank you.
Smart people do this. Smart people get people arrested all the time.
Okay. So what's your score for me?
Well,
or who do you score me?
I think that, yeah.
Crush his head.
I'm gonna crush your head.
Oh, well, okay.
Don't threaten the judges.
Sorry.
Cool. Oh, you're just gonna crush my head. That's great. Yeah, great story, Gabby. It's awesome. I'll give it a 7.
I'm sorry. I when it comes to the arts, I get a little defensive, okay? That's just what happens.
Okay, so you and Leo tied for 14 points, and I got 17, so I win.
Well,
We have one more round.
True, we do. We have
a minute. I think we should get it through a couple of these themes really fast. I think we could, you know what I mean? Let's just try to get a couple more themes in there.
Yeah, no, but like, what do you mean by really fast, though? Regulation is we get 5 minutes each.
Yeah, but you can tell from up to 5 minutes.
I don't understand. This is like some boy stuff.
Yeah.
The next theme is
a boy
thing.
Is this a boy thing?
Do you have a theme?
Yes, gender. Gender is the theme.
Is that something? Would they have gender as a theme on the mock?
Ooh, can I go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my story. So one time, I decided to Google, because I heard that if you take testosterone with the vagina, you can grow a penis. So I Googled clitoris penis on the subway, and boy, did I see a lot, and so did everybody next to me. The end.
That was a really powerful story, Annabeth.
It was awesome.
I am going to have to give that another 10.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. She's just so good. It's just remarkable. The construction, the evocative details. She starts on the subway. We all know where that is. It's underground. Mm-hmm. It's a little smelly.
It's a sandwich store. Sandwich store. I was Googling clitoris penis in the Subway sandwich store.
Okay, 11. Because those sandwiches are so good.
They are.
Oh,
11.
Yeah. 11. Okay, yeah, cool. No,
thanks.
I like that there was, like, community in it and stuff. It was, you know, in New York, it's like, you share that, every moment you have, you share with your community in it. Yeah. I guess on the subway, on the sandwich store?
On the subway sandwich store.
So you were, you were on the roof?
On the sandwich store. No, yeah. That's illegal to get on the roof. Thought you would know that, man. Thought you might know that.
I was just confused about your phrasing when you said on the subway when you were talking about the sandwich store. So
listen, maybe... you can be on things, you can be in them, you can be in their pants.
Why don't you speak
Googling
for yourself?
Them. When I did the Googling and I showed everybody around me the clitoris penis, there were some guys and they were like, oh gosh, I want to do vaginal reconstructive surgery and then I'm going to start taking testosterone so I can grow one of those because that looks so much better.
I have to say that was not a part of your story, and if it had been, I would have given you a 12.
Thank you.
The part where these men all decided to get vaginas and then grow them back into penises.
Yeah. The body, the human body is incredible. Gender. Get that.
Yeah. No, that's awesome when you put it that way. Therefore, I'll give you a 7.
Are you guys going to do gender too, or are we each going to do a new theme?
Yeah, I've got one for gender.
Okay.
There's a place. I used to go to. New York City. It's a pizza place, and I'd go and I'd order. But it's a story. One time I went into the pizza place in New York. My favorite pizza place, where they actually had pizza by the slice. They sold it by the slice, and you can get it on a big plate with this big slice. It was my very favorite special place back in New York City. And they had a slice there called the gender slice, where they put jalapenos and they put pineapple on it, and they said that the jalapenos were girls and the pineapple were boys. And I said, well, I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm buying the slice because I like the ingredients. It doesn't have anything to do with why you named it this. And I told that to the man, and he started crying. And then I started crying. And we ate the slice together, and he was Italian.
And that's the wow.
Wow.
Do you see the time?
Oh, wait, hold on. And also, I see the rest of my time.
Wow.
Wow.
7.
7, by the way, is a great score.
Yeah, it's like not bad.
It's one of the best scores you can get. I really do mean that.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I keep giving it to you guys, too. You're just so good with these stories.
I don't want gender, by the way. I want another theme.
Okay.
Trust.
Trust, okay. Trust. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines trust as something you have or don't. When I was a child, I had trust. Specifically, my own fund. See, my mother was the children's author, J.K. Rowling. And she said to me, this money is yours. Even if it has my name on it, you'll have access to it whenever you want. So then I didn't need it much in my first couple years of being alive. But then I turned 4 and everything changed. One day I went to what we call in New York City a bodega. Maybe you're not from here, so you don't know what it is. That's okay. Walked into the bodega. I see a Snickers bar. I look for spare change in my pocket. It's not there. What the hell could have happened? Could it have been stolen or eaten? I go to buy the Snickers bar. The man says, I'm sorry, you don't have enough money. I realized something that day. I didn't have money. I had trust. I said to him, sir, I know I can't give you any money right now, but here is the account and routing details to my entire trust fund. Take the Snickers money out of there, and you can be paid for that.
He smiled at me. He thought, wow, what a nice child. She was raised so well. She wouldn't just steal a Snickers bar.
And you were just 4 years old?
And I was just four years old. And the other thing is, I trusted him with my entire bank account. I trusted him because he was nice. It turns out, even though that was the wrong move, and now I live in a box, life is beautiful. And everything is okay. And with that, I think I'm going to cede my time to the room. And if you guys, again, I just want to say, if anyone's crying, if anyone's, like, having, like, kind of wails of very intense, strong emotions, you are welcome to leave the room and process however you need.
Even though, he did, I guess, take more money than the Snickers bar, I got that, that was insinuated.
Oh, yeah, he took all of it.
Right. The idea that he might not have is true. Mm-hmm. And I think we could all learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
And therefore, I present you with 7 points.
Okay.
I agree with Leo. I second that. Really beautiful takeaway by you. But I'm also going to have to give you a 7 because I have no idea what a bodega is and you didn't describe it in your story.
Which is a great score, by the way, Gabby. 7 is a great, is a phenomenal score.
Well, it's not the best score. It's a good score.
I think it's the best score.
Okay.
It's one of the best.
So adding up all our points, it looks like Annabeth is the winner.
Yeah, I'm still winning.
All right.
Or I'm the winner.
Trust. My story about trust is... My whole family has had trust. It's been passed down genetically, except my grandfather didn't have it, and because of that, we don't speak to him.
Crap.
There's like sounds from the audience. Someone's like pulling their hair out. They're escorted out. They're escorted out of the building.
But there's good news.
The person turns around.
There's good news.
Security's escorting them out.
It wasn't our choice. He asked us not to speak to him. Because of the no trust. So actually, everyone is happy.
I'm choking on and a gasp in the audience.
Trust is very close to our family.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's another one about trust. When you give someone, you can still talk too.
5 minutes.
One time, my friends, they only gave me the same score every time for the stories, on the podcast, and it made it hard for me to trust them after that because they were being
so annoying. The person who was being escorted out leaves. Like, leaves willingly.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I wish I actually had just left when they were escorting me out.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. The scores. One time, I didn't trust my friends because they kept giving me the low score on the podcast. That happened 15 years ago, by the way. It's not about you guys.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, 7 is the 7th lowest score. So it's like there's more.
Lower.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that's true. Leo, I think I'm going to have to give that a 4. It just wasn't very well.
You know, 7 is the lowest one. 7 is the best one, you can't go lower than 7.
Yeah, it's rude. It's not moth-like.
6?
You can't.
No, it's still below 7.
I will give it a 7 because you were vulnerable and you opened your heart about a 15-year-old trauma.
I'm giving it a 7 because I hated it. I didn't enjoy it.
New theme is vulnerability.
One time I was on the street, standing there, and there's this girl, and she pulled her pants down, and she was squatting in the middle of the street. And I was like, damn, girl, you're real vulnerable right now. And then I called all the men I knew, and I said, get over here. Come to this street right now. You gotta see this. I started taking photos of her. I, like, went up right underneath. Like, she was frozen. She was stuck. It was as though as, like, she had, like, seen something that really shocked her to her core, and she just physically could not move. She was so vulnerable. So I was just, like, taking photos and was like, ha, 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 I'm having so much fun. And then all these guys came, and I can see my rest of my time to the room. Annabeth, I love speaking on the record like this. I like being able to get everything out there.
Listen to me. I want you to understand something. You have a gift for telling stories. I don't think I've ever heard something that was so... such a clear indictment of America today.
Yeah.
Not only did you talk about women, but you talked about men. And you talked about the way the two interact. Mm-hmm. And nobody has ever done that before.
Yeah.
So therefore, I will have to give you a 14. That, by the way, 2 sevens.
Oh my god, that's double every all the scores that Leo's gotten.
Seven. Shields.
Thank you.
Vulnerability. An open wound.
Oh.
I remember. Here's my story of vulnerability. And I'm sticking to it. Okay, so a little girl is swimming in a pool. She gets out of the pool and she sees that her coach is having a heart attack. He's taken to a hospital. Her doctor has a cane. He says things that aren't very appropriate. And it seems like he's addicted to opioids.
Oh.
But none of that mattered. Because in the end, he saved his life, despite causing 16 HR violations along the way. I shut my laptop. The story I just told you is an episode of the show House, which premiered in 2008. But you all were vulnerable enough to listen as if it was my story. And I know that that can teach you guys vulnerability. Continue to do it. Because you might hear the plot of an episode of House you didn't even know existed. I concede my time to the room.
Girl, standing ovation, girl.
Pretty amazing.
Wow, no, that twist at the end?
I know.
Oh my gosh. I was in there. I was in there with you. And then you were like, I closed my laptop. And I was like, laptop?
Yeah.
Why'd you get a laptop out?
I know. It's really.
Oh my god. Incredible storytelling. I'm going to give you a 10. 10.1.
Can I negotiate a 10.7?
No. But it was a really good job, so I'm going to give you a 7. And my vulnerability story. Okay, ever since I was a kid, I had vulnerability. And that even happened one time in school. My teacher called on me, and I felt vulnerability from that.
That girl who walked out during his last story comes back in, and then she leaves right away.
She's like, oh, this fucking guy. Wow, I thought it was going to be good. Get me a freaking beer. She starts chugging beer.
Hey, guys have shots?
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Wait, so the girl pushes you off the stage. The girl runs toward the stage. She pushes Leo down off of the stage.
Never.
Who's vulnerable now, never. Bitch?
She kicks you in the stomach. Then she kicks you in the butt. She doesn't kick you in the balls because that wouldn't be very...
She's a lady.
I don't like her. Anyway, so when I had vulnerability when I was a kid, except that when school, they used it against me. And so ever since that day in second grade, I decided no more vulnerability will happen.
The girl is like, then, why is he still talking?
She's laying on the ground. He's talking from the ground.
No one can even hear him. His microphone's like way over there.
Everyone, also, everyone's left the venue except the judges. Everyone walked out.
Yeah.
Then, later in my life, my mentor came up to me. And my mentor said, Leo, it's time to bring your vulnerability back. It's time for the world to see. And this time it'll be okay. And I looked and I thought about it. And I started to sweat. And I imagined what it would be like to be vulnerable. But then I decided to do it. I made an Instagram account. And you can follow it now. It's at Leo Frampton's Instagram. And I actually make a lot of content about this kind of vulnerable kind
the
of
girl,
ideas.
So the girl has a gun now. The girl has a gun. And she shoots you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I finished my story already.
As you're bleeding out, you say, I cede my time.
Yeah, if you like content
and
on Instagram,
and the whole crowd cheers.
Especially if you like kind of Instagram styled content or short form Instagram content or Instagram inspired content or, you know, personal ideas
all
of kind of my
like bleeding out. Yeah. Blood
my
is
journey
like,
and kind of how I've decided to approach
really
my journey.
Instagram followers.
You can follow me on there and kind of engage with me in that. And yeah, and I'm not able to follow back most followers, but I will still internally appreciate what you've done by kind of becoming a part of my journey through following.
Did you know you don't get into heaven unless you have 10,000 Instagram followers?
So, what?
Yeah. So, you're gonna die and go to hell now. That was the girl, not me.
Yeah, that was the girl who was talking. So she's the only one left in the crowd except the judges. The judges, though, we're all, like, sobbing.
Yeah, they're crying.
We're, like, sobbing because it was so beautiful, the story you told.
Oh.
I have to give that a 10.
My judges, I was, like, crying, but it was because of how bad I thought it was. I was, like, really bored the whole time.
And then I was crying watching you because you didn't get it. Yeah. And I was, like, mad for you that you didn't understand
That's, like,
how brilliant it was.
I don't understand this at all, and I know that, like, 7 is the lowest we can go, so, like, I'm just not even gonna give a score because I disagree with the whole concept and everything about it. So.
Alright, well, I think we can wrap this up now.
Yay! How do you feel? How do you both feel? Do you guys feel good? Do you feel close to me?
Yeah.
To you,
I feel close to you.
I think I might feel closer to you than Annabeth does, even though she's physically closer to you.
I'm physically closer.
Do you, audience, let us know how you enjoyed being in the big tent this week.
Yeah.
Don't let us know, though, if you think it's bad. Just, like, leave that for someone else.
Let me know if you think it's bad. You can DM me separately. Yeah,
you can tell Annabeth, but Gabby and I spend a lot of time preparing for this, and it'd be very disrespectful if you said anything negative or bad or mean.
We actually planned the lawnmower guy. We hired him.
Leaf blower.
Yeah. We planned the lawnmower guy, which is his name. He was using a leaf blower, but his name is lawnmower guy.
John Deere.
Okay. Note.